We are on our first dinner date together at this restaurant. We have been enjoying our meal and conversation, but every once in a while you hear a small whimper, a moan from somewhere. You turn and look and see a man sitting perfectly still with a beautiful woman, and she always has this knowing look on her face. But then I get your attention and get you to look at me again. We're sitting in one of these horseshoe booths, and as the evening wears on, I get closer and closer to you. When our plates are taken away, I'm only about a foot away from you. And I very casually lay my hand on your thigh. You look down at it, and you don't say anything. But you get a little flustered. We continue talking, and my hand begins to move up and down your thigh. Eventually, I rest my hand right over the buttons of your pants, and I can feel that your penis is nice and erect. You look down, and I put a finger to your chin, bringing it up, as if to indicate that you are to look at me and not anything else. Once I get you relaxed enough, that's when I unbutton your pants. And I just casually slip my hand right over your throbbing penis. The whole time, I'm just talking to you about mundane things, asking how your day went. And how was your meal? And you try to keep up with the conversation, but you are distracted by my hand. That's when I put my fingers all the way down and curl them underneath your ballsack. And I just squeeze and massage. I look at you intensely as I talk to you a little bit more. And the whole time my fingers are running back and forth right underneath your balls. And occasionally, I lift them up, just like I'm weighing them. You hear another whimper from right behind us, and you start to turn around, but I grab your shoulder with my free hand, and I just wiggle my finger at you, and point to myself, directing you to pay attention to me. And then I slide over, so I'm right next to you. As I bring my hand up, and you feel my fingers wrap tight around your cock. That's when I start to stroke, ever so slowly, up and down. Now I'm so close that instead of looking at my face, you're looking at my breasts in my tight sweater. Because I'm so tall, my breasts are at the same level as your head, and you wish you could just bury your face between them. I stroke you up and down, as I milk your trapped penis in my hands. You start to feel embarrassed, and you start to blush, but you can't help it. Your body betrays you, and you start to move your hips up into my hand, because the stroking feels so good. You keep nervously looking around to see if anyone is looking, but no one is paying attention. Even the beautiful waitresses that walk by don't glance down. With my left hand, I suddenly pull your pants completely off of you while I'm stroking you. And you're now sitting completely exposed in this restaurant. You look over to another table and you can see this other gentleman at a table, and he's having the same exact thing done to him. The only difference is he's a little bit argumentative, and you can tell that the woman he's with is not very happy with this at all. She suddenly disappears under the table, and you see the man's expression change. It goes from looking a bit angry to shock, and then his whole head starts quivering, and his mouth falls. I reach over and put my hand underneath your chin so you would look at me. I just look at you with my intense eyes and lick my lips, my beautiful, shining, gorged lips. And when I do that, I wrap both hands around you and I start to pump up and down. I twist my hands a little bit with each pump, milking you with a practiced rhythm that I have used on so many of my dinner dates. Your eyes start to flutter closed and you start to grip on the table's edge with your hands as I just start to stroke faster and faster. Eventually, you hear a man scream and it gets very, very quiet, which brings you out of this little haze that you were in from my hands pumping. You see these two beautiful waitresses pick up the man at the other booth, who is now unconscious, and they carry him away. You see the woman come out from underneath the table, and she just very ladylike takes a napkin and dabs the sides of her mouth at it. She sees you looking at her, and she smiles with hooded eyes, and she smiles at me, and I smile back. And now you are very confused. One of the waitresses walks by and casually asks, "Are you ready yet?" And I say, "No, not yet." You wonder what that's all about, and you are still trying to talk to me, even though you are going in and out of a daze with my hands going up and down your throbbing cock. You are not sure why anyone isn't saying anything, because it's completely inappropriate to be doing this in a restaurant. I can now feel your pre-cum just seeping out of you. So I take my hands off of you and snap my fingers. The waitress comes over and she stands by the edge of the booth, right by your side. She doesn't say anything. She just stands and watches. And that's when I get on my knees and go underneath the table. You can no longer see me as the tablecloth obscures what is under the table, but you feel my warm hands slide slowly up your thighs, parting them. You then feel my hot breath blowing against the head of your cock, and you feel a sudden sense of fear before you can do anything. You feel my incredibly thick lips close over the head of your cock. I suck on the head of your cock and you can feel my thick tongue rubbing the little slit of your glands, scooping out the pre-cum so I can finally taste you. It's this warm, wonderful, almost intoxicating feeling being in my mouth, and it feels so good that it makes you let out little whimpers, just like the other men you were hearing at the restaurant. After loving and adoring the head of your penis with my lips and tongue, I just casually go all the way down your shaft and tighten my thick lips around the base of your cock. You let out a gasp as my lips constrict to a vice-like hardness of your shaft. You have never felt anything so tight and firm close around your penis before. Keeping my head perfectly still, you feel my long, thick tongue start traveling up and down your trapped penis within my mouth. It feels as though I'm almost sculpting you, sliding my tongue over every vein and contour of your penis as it becomes harder and more engorged with blood than it has ever been in your entire life. You can't help but moan and throw your head back. You reach out with your left hand and the waitress standing next to you holds your hand in hers. You look up at her and she looks down at you with a reassuring face. "Just relax, you're doing well," she says, and you can't help but notice that her lips and breasts are just as large as mine. Now that I have sculpted your penis with my tongue and swallowed some delicious spurts of precum, I begin to slowly move my head up and down the full length of your cock. Just up and down, baby. Because my lips are so full and thick, you can actually feel them drag over your cock as my head slowly and lovingly pistons over your stiff organ. You can feel my tongue press against the underside of your shaft, pushing it against the roof of my mouth and making such a tight tunnel for your penis to be milked up and down in. You feel my hand begin to gently massage your balls and they begin to tighten up into your body. The closer you get to giving me what I want, the harder I suck. And after a while, this becomes very intense. You start grating your teeth, your eyes squeeze shut. It becomes less and less pleasurable as we go on. You start to struggle and get scared. The waitress just reaches over and takes you by the shoulders, and she pushes you back against your seat. She straddles you and quickly opens her blouse and bra, revealing her huge melon-like breasts. She leans forward and smothers you between her giant bosom, almost suffocating you with them. You look up and she says, no, you are going to be very good for your new mistress. And I'm going to make sure that we don't interrupt any of the other diners in this restaurant. She puts her hand behind your head and just presses you between her breasts. Your started breathing makes it hot in there, and you can't see anything other than your pillowy flesh rubbing so tightly against your face. You can feel my mouth start to pump faster over your helpless cock. You try to wiggle and struggle to get away, but the waitress pulls her legs together to hold you at your hips, and she wraps her arms around you, pushing you further between her giant, big, full, soft breasts. My mouth is like this tight, hot tunnel pumping up and down your shaft as you moan into the waitress's smothering breasts. She starts running her hand through your hair as if you were a little pet, while my suction becomes greater and greater and greater. She starts to calmly talk to you, and you can barely hear her though. You can just hear the deepness of her voice through her chest because your ears are covered up. She just talks to you soothingly. Don't you want to come for your new mistress? Because you do. You want to give her your milk, don't you? You want to be a good boy, don't you? I'm sucking so hard that your body is being lifted off the seat. As soon as that suction becomes so great that you don't think you can stand it anymore, the waitress starts chanting slowly in your ear. Shoot, 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 shoot. You have given me the dinner that I wanted. I think